Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A landmark deal to protect traditional knowledge has been signed between India and Brazil, and this is no ordinary partnership. We are talking about a fight against biopiracy that has been brewing for decades, and a technological solution that has been in the making for many years. Today, we are going to delve into the world of traditional knowledge, biopiracy, and the Traditional Knowledge Digital Library, or TKDL for short. The biopiracy problem has been a persistent issue for many developing countries, including India. It refers to the unauthorized use of biological resources or traditional knowledge of indigenous communities by corporations or researchers who then patent the knowledge as their invention. This is a problem that affects not just India but also countries like Brazil, which is one of the most biodiversity-rich countries in the world. The case of turmeric is a classic example of biopiracy. In 1997, the United States Patent and Trademark Office granted a patent to two researchers at the University of Mississippi for using turmeric to heal wounds. However, this knowledge has been documented in Sanskrit texts and practiced in Indian households for centuries. India challenged this patent, citing an ancient Sanskrit shlok from Sushruta Samhita as prior art, and the patent was eventually revoked in 1997. This was a landmark victory, but it also highlighted the vulnerability of patent offices worldwide in accessing India's vast body of traditional knowledge. The Basmati case is another example of biopiracy. In 1997, a Texas-based company, RiceTech Incorporated, received a US patent on basmati rice characteristics. India challenged this patent, and the company eventually withdrew most claims, but not before Indian basmati exports were threatened. These cases demonstrated the need for a robust solution to protect India's traditional knowledge and prevent biopiracy. This is where the Traditional Knowledge Digital Library comes in. TKDL is a searchable, multilingual, digitized database of India's traditional knowledge created specifically for patent examiners worldwide. It was established in 2001 as a joint initiative of the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, and the Ministry of Ayurveda, Yoga and Naturopathy, Unani, Siddh, and Homeopathy, Ayush. The scale of TKDL is impressive. It documents approximately 9 lakh medicinal formulations covering Ayurveda, Unani, Siddh, Sowa Rigpa, and Yoga. The database is available in 5 languages, English, German, French, Japanese, and Spanish, making it accessible to patent examiners worldwide. The sources of this knowledge include classical texts like Charaka Samhita, Sushruta Samhita, and Ashtanga Hridayam, as well as Unani and Siddh literature. Now, let us look at how TKDL works. The database operates through bilateral access agreements with international patent offices. These offices agree to use TKDL as prior art during patent examination and to keep it confidential to prevent misuse. Currently, TKDL has partnerships with patent offices in the United States, Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Germany. And more recently, the Indian government has signed an agreement with Brazil's National Institute of Industrial Property, INPI, to enable Brazilian patent offices to access TKDL. The India-Brazil deal is significant for several reasons. Brazil is another country with a rich biodiversity, and the deal will help prevent biopiracy in both countries. The partnership also establishes a template for mutual knowledge protection arrangements where India may eventually access Brazilian traditional knowledge databases for reciprocal protection. This is a classic example of South-South cooperation on intellectual property rights. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The full name of the Traditional Knowledge Digital Library is the Traditional Knowledge Digital Library, and it was established in 2001. The library was created by the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, and the Ministry of Ayush, Government of India. The database contains approximately 9 lakh formulations from classical texts, covering 5 knowledge systems, Ayurveda, Yunani, Siddha, Sowa Rigpa, and Yoga. The languages in which the database is available are English, German, French, Japanese, and Spanish. The sources of this knowledge include classical texts like Charaka Sanhita, Sushruta Sanhita, and Ashtanga Hridyam, as well as Yunani and Siddha literature. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The traditional knowledge digital library is a crucial tool for preventing biopiracy and protecting India's traditional knowledge. It is also a significant example of South-South cooperation on intellectual property rights. So, remember this number, 9 lakh formulations documented in TKDL. Note this carefully, as it highlights the scale of India's traditional knowledge. And here is something that surprises many students: the Biological Diversity Act, 2002, is a significant piece of legislation that regulates access to India's biological resources. The Act established the National Biodiversity Authority, NBA, in Chennai, State Biodiversity Boards, SBBs, in each state, and Biodiversity Management Committees, BMCs, at the local level. The Act also requires approval before accessing India's biological resources for research or commercial use. People's Biodiversity Registers, PBRs, document local biodiversity at the community level. This is not just a historical account, this is a fight against biopiracy that continues to this day. The India-Brazil deal is a significant step forward in protecting traditional knowledge and preventing biopiracy. It is a classic example of South-South cooperation on intellectual property rights and a testament to India's commitment to protecting its traditional knowledge.